Well, Conrad, a new season, a new manager, and very much a new look team. And what, got off to two wins?
Yeah, very much so. Damien McGurlain has went for a very youthful squad, as I suppose you expected, given that he'd been involved in the last three minor teams. So from that perspective, it's no real surprise. I suppose the surprise would be, you know, leaving out some seasoned players, your Danny Heaverin, Ryan Bell, Emmett McGoggin, players who you would have been expecting to be automatic starters perhaps through the league, especially in a difficult Division 3. So very, very brave move to leave those players off the squad. But so far he's went for a youthful squad, and I suppose with the backup of, you know, Mark Lynch and Enda Lynn and James Keel coming off the bench in a couple of games, two good wins against a very strong Jordanstown side and, you know, a stronger than normal Down side. So, you know, they'll be delighted with how the competition started for them.
And tell me, is that a Dr. McKenna Cup team or a Dr. McKenna Cup squad, or is it the squad? Does that mean that those players that you mentioned that have been left off are going to be off of the league? What's your hunch? What's your feeling?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's anyone's guess. League form, early season form might bring them in, but it looks like they're operating with an extended panel and those players are not going to be involved. And I suppose Derry have taken in a few players, you know, Conor McCluskey at cornerback in the last two games has been outstanding, and I suppose what looks like might be the find of the season, you know, is Rory Mooney from Coleraine. He won at Sigerson last year with Jordanstown, having played very little football with Coleraine, and he came in and he was man of the match in the first game out, you know, physically 6 foot, you know, tremendous runner, physically very, very strong. You know, you find players like that are 22, 23 now, you know, is difficult, and they've got that, and he looks like somebody that could be worked with. But, you know, Liam McGoldrick, Kevin Johnson are also back in the panel that weren't playing last year through injury and travelling. So, while there's players gone, they're in a good enough place early on. But I suppose the league, first league game in 2 weeks' time will really tell the tale for them.
Yeah. And obviously, playing Armagh tomorrow in a crunch game in terms of the Dr. McKenna Cup, I'm not sure how much emphasis Damien is placing on the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to tell. At this stage, the sort of main games are at play going in, because obviously Derry and Armagh will have to meet in a crunch league game, which may or may not determine who gets promotion to Division 2. So neither teams will want to show too much, but I suppose Derry will have all the advantages in that they've won two games, and any sort of result will qualify them for a semi-final. But again, looming down the line, you know, the possibility of playing Tyrone, who have nearly everybody out at the moment, and, you know, it'd be hard to see them not making a McKenna Cup final. So the question would be in that other side, does other teams really want to be in the McKenna Cup final? Because Tyrone obviously are the only team that puts so much stock in it. So it's hard to know what team Derry will play tomorrow, and it's hard to know how much Armagh will really be going for the win.
But overall, you feel that Damien will be pleased, Derry supporters are pleased with what they've seen so far?
Oh yeah, Derry supporters will be very, very pleased. Now, you know, like the last day out, there was 800 people in Celtic Park, and, you know, Derry supporters have been very, very slow to go to games, and there has been a wee pick-up. There is a small buzz of excitement, but again, it's always cautioned that it's McKenna Cup, and you don't really know who's trying, but no, there's a lot of positives to be had. Damien getting the job, it was sort of seen as, look, you know, give him a chance. He's done really well with the minors, and my own club mate Killian Connell and Gavin McGean are involved, you know, and they're good men. They know Derry football inside out, and they know all the players. So they're coming from the backdrop of all these younger players have been through this minor process where they've been very successful, and they don't really have any hang-ups. They don't mind playing their own teams. You know, they don't mind, because at minor level they've been beating all these teams, so there's no baggage. And, you know, for a young player, that gives them a slight advantage, whereas some of the older players left there, there's maybe a bit of baggage because they get beat by Tyrone regularly, so it does no harm to change that there. So going in, Derry getting a rattle at Tyrone early on, it might actually be the catalyst for a good season.
Having said that, and you've mentioned it already, the fact that Armagh and Derry are meeting in the league, and we all know the league is going to be more important for the two teams, possibly more so for Armagh, in the sense that they'll want to get back out of Division 3, maybe. I know Derry will as well, but there's a little bit more pressure on Armagh to do so. There'll be a little bit of shadow boxing, do you expect, tomorrow?
I would expect so. There's a lot of pressure on Armagh. Armagh, obviously, you know, having had a couple of good championship runs, have faltered in the league, you know, with And it's only really been one bad away result in a couple of years that sort of cost Armagh. And, you know, Kieran McGinney's running out of time now to get back into Division 2, because what he wants to build, the team he wants to build and to go where he wants to go, you really need to be in Division 2 to do that. But again, for all the teams in that section, Derry, Armagh, they, you know, potentially have 5 days now, sorry, 5 matches in 17 days, given the fixture back up with weather. So, another semi-final or a final, you know, brings that into 5 matches, 17 days. Not ideal preparation going into the league. So, I would expect both teams will dance around the edges, but I think Derry probably will want to win it slightly more than Armagh.